This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to the Carnegie Museum of Art. You're listening to the Voice of the Arts, WQED-FM. And I'm Jim Cunningham here with Christine Thompson and Gene Horn. Symphony Splendor, The Holiday House 2022. I was there last year. It was a blast, but we must not assume that people know what we're talking about. Let's begin at the beginning. This is a fundraiser for the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, a very successful one, which has been going on for several years now.
Yes, I can also say, Jim, that in the 8 years that Symphony Splendor has been working on behalf of the symphony, that we have netted nearly $1 million for the symphony.
Congratulations.
But, oh, thank you. But oh my, this wonderful, beautiful, incredible event, just in the nick of Noel, and it's one of the brightest lights of the holiday season, and it's returned with a tour that's just too merry to miss. And it begins at the front door of a palatial three-story manor in Shadyside on Millionaire's Row and wends its way through three sumptuous stories that have been transformed to a Victoriana dream. Sin, would you like to tell them about the music? Because as a benefit, symphony musicians are going to be playing throughout the tour, and we're going to be giving you the dates in a moment.
Christine Thompson, you came with a wordsmith, didn't you? Somebody who really knows the language.
Yes, and, I do. She puts me to shame here.
The writer for so many years with our fanfare column in the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. I didn't give you a proper introduction. Christine Thompson, singer in the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh.
Yes, and the Mendelssohn Choir will be caroling at this house. Right. We have 14 people who volunteered to carol, which is lovely. We have lots of musicians that have volunteered to play. I'm still looking for more who have said that they will, but I don't have them on my schedule yet. But Rian Kenny and Jennifer Steele are both going to be playing flute duets. Mary Lynn Genois, Jennifer Orchard, new member Dylan Naroff, and Misha Esteman are going to be playing in a quartet. Wei Sheng Kao is going to be playing solo. Jack Howell and Ron Samuels will be playing duets on their clarinets. Michael Littman and Allie Thompson Lee, my lovely bonus child, they will be playing duets on their cellos. And Lorna McGee and the new flutist, Austin Brown, will also be playing.
Now, so this is way more than last year, right?
It is, only because there are more dates this year. Since the house is already decorated, the owners chose to allow us to come both the weekend before Thanksgiving and the weekend after Thanksgiving, or the weekend of Thanksgiving, on Saturday and Sunday. So there is definitely more live music. And even when the PSO is playing, I do have some students that are going to be playing of some of our, their CMU and Duquesne students that will be playing that are students of some of the PSO and musicians.
Now, give me the dates again. When do you begin and when do you close?
Okay. We start Friday, November the 18th, and it is a candlelight tour from 5 until 8. And then Saturday is pretty much all day on the 19th. Again, another candlelight tour that evening. Sunday, November the 20th, from 11 until 4, and then Saturday after Thanksgiving, from 11 until, again, until 8 o'clock, there's another candlelight tour then, which is lovely, and then Sunday from after Thanksgiving, which is the 27th, from 11 until 4.
And last year, it was much fewer. You didn't have nearly that many dates last year.
Right, right.
Oh, but Jim, just wait till you see that house. It took 7 weeks to decorate, and we had a crew of volunteers working on 12 Edwardian rooms with 7 fireplaces and mantles and 23 lavishly trimmed trees. It is amazing. And the centerpiece of the house this year is going to be their magnificent dining room that's going to be set for a family dinner. And it will be just knockout.
Upstairs there was a shop. Are you doing the shop again?
Yes, we're having a bazaar. That will be on the third floor. And we have some surprises in the bazaar. We have a bridal suite.
Believe it or not, someone found a bridal gown that was being thrown out in the garbage that never looked like it had been used. It's this beautiful gown. It's like a size 6 or 8. And it's got all beautiful lace and pearls on it. And we've made a bridal suite out of it.
Wonderful.
There's a story there.
I'm sure. Best to keep it secret.
Yeah,
perhaps,
I don't know what the story is, but there's a story there.
Now, for folks who've never been in the house, more regarding what it looks like, there's a very warm atmosphere there. This is a mansion along Fifth Avenue. It used to be Millionaire's Row in that
exactly.
part of town.
It is a Gilded Age mansion. And the original, all the original woodworking is there. And it's just such a treat that something like this still exists. And wait till you see those stairwells that have been garlanded and lit and just, you know, it just defies description. There isn't another house like that on the street. And we're lucky enough to get it for this second year in a row. And by the way, Jim, all of the information about the tours, the times, the parking, the bus shuttles are available on our website, PittsburghSymphonyAssociation.org. May I say that again? PittsburghSymphonyAssociation.org.
And tell me what it's going to set me back. What is the suggested
donation? Oh, yes. It is $25 in advance, $35 at the door if you don't have a reservation, and $35 for the magical candlelight tours.
Sounds like a bargain to me.
It is a bargain.
And you're supporting the Pittsburgh Symphony
Orchestra.
And it puts
you in the mood for the holidays so that the next thing people will do is buy tickets for the holiday pops.
And you'll be singing.
Which I will be singing, all 8 concerts for the holiday
Wonderful.
Pops. So
who's conducting this year, do you know?
Yeah, it's Dan.
Daniel Meyer.
Daniel Meyer is
Great.
Conducting.
Oh, he's always wonderful.
We love him in the Mendelssohn because he was a choral major. And so he always picks good stuff for us to sing.
Yes, I was going to ask if you've looked at your music folder yet. Do you know what you're doing?
Don't know yet. We're going to be getting our
first
music.
First, we've got Mozart and Handel.
We have Mozart and Handel first, and then next week we'll be getting our holiday pops music. So
one of the singers from Manfred Honeck's big success at the Metropolitan Opera is coming to sing with you in that week. And Ying Fang, the soprano, she got great notices for Ida Maneo in New York. So I know she will be a knockout among the many special
features. Well, we're excited. It's a busy, busy December for us in Mendelssohn, but it's so much fun. And we're hoping to get good audience response. So
I'm sure. And Jean Horn, any writing for you? Are you back at the scribbling again?
Yes, I am writing for the Pittsburgh Symphony Association, Jim, and having the best time doing it because it supports our number one and most cherished cultural asset, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Now, I attended one of your get-togethers last spring, and I had a blast. If you want to join the Symphony Association, this is not a closed club. Anyone can
Absolutely.
Join.
Absolutely. And the Symphony Association is a fundraising arm for the Pittsburgh Symphony, and we welcome all comers. You will find information on our website if you're interested in joining, and we want you.
But we want you to come first to Symphony's
Yes,
we do.
and
it's $60 to join the Symphony Association, so it's not a big money thing. And there's all sorts of benefits to being able to.
You have a good time.
We do. Yes, we have a great time.
Extremely cheerful. Yep. And the purpose is so great and important. $1 million has been raised. I think that's astonishing.
Yes, we have. And, I mean, those are hard bucks. Not raised, but netted, earned, yes.
Now, you mentioned the parking. That's always a concern for Pittsburghers. On Fifth Avenue, you cannot park on the street.
Except on Sundays.
Sundays you can.
Yes. Now, if you go to our website, they will tell you where to park and that there is a shuttle bus taking you back and forth.
So it's all
to
worked
the
out.
Home.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's a $10 fee for the shuttle bus, but it's well worth it because then you're not getting a ticket. for parking.
And also, yes, it's, the parking is safe. It's in a very brightly lit area.
Great.
Yeah.
Any details that we have left out at this point?
Not at all. Just we welcome you and bring the family. We should say that no one under 12 is permitted in the house because the collection of these beautiful ornaments are priceless. I mean, the owners have been collecting and acquiring them over many, many years, and the home is filled with the most exquisite art and antiquities.
There is one whole tree that is nothing but Christopher Radko ornaments.
Yes.
And I won't touch them.
It is a beautiful event. There's no question about that. And you get great ideas for your own decorating.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
Or you go home and go, oh, this is what I have.
This is all that I have.
This is all that I have.
Oh, my. I think you'll be lifted by the camaraderie of the people who were there and the beautiful lights and the decorations.
People are just really happy walking through and listening to the music and walking through the house is just an amazing experience.
Yeah.
So the set list, do you discuss it at all with your musicians, what they're going to play? They're all holiday hits.
They're allowed to play whatever they want to play.
So for the holidays.
It's worked out. Yeah.
Sometimes they do holiday music. Sometimes they do
Mozart,
you know.
That sounds like holiday
music. That sounds like holiday music.
Things that they love. Well, I want to wish you both the best. I'll see you there, that's for sure.
Of course.
I wouldn't miss it. So for the information, you go to what website?
PittsburghSymphonyAssociation.org.
Very good. And I want to wish you the very happiest of holidays.
Thank you, Jim.
You
and
too.
The very same to you and your wonderful listeners.
This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to the Carnegie Museum of Art.